yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger Radio Show, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550 AM radio. All the opinions on the show expressed are mine, and not necessarily those of KTSA radio. The number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. Today's show is going to be on IV nutrition. IV nutrition is a very, very powerful subject, and we're going to get into it in a few short minutes. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon. It's also available at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. If you get it at that website, you'll get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can reach me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. It's 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the website at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Well, today's show is IV nutrition. And I know that that's a foreign word to a lot of people, but, you know, we have IV nutrition all the time. When you go to the emergency room or when you're in the hospital, they hook up an IV to you and they give you normal saline with some sugar in it and sometimes some potassium in it. That is IV nutrition that you get when you're in the hospital. I always say it's like meat and potatoes, steak in your veins, because that's the best way to administer nutrition's to your body, because when it goes into your vein, it immediately is available to all the cells in your body, because the blood is your body's highway system. It's like putting the nutrition right on the truck on the highway to take it to whatever city is needed, i.e. when I say a city, I'm talking about to the heart or to the lungs or to the kidneys or to the muscles or to the genitals or to the brain. Wherever the nutrition is needed, it is sent right away. It bypasses the GI tract. Now, why is that important? You see, when we eat food, there's only one reason why we eat food. We eat food because our body needs raw materials to do its function. In our bodies, we have over 100 trillion cells in our body, and each one of those cells have a function in our body. There are some cells that are there to repair things. Some cells are in your body to support you. Some cells are there to protect you from harm. There are some cells in there to make your heart beat better, your brain cells. So your body's made of cells. And rest assured, every organ in your body is made of cells. You have bone cells that live about a year. You have skin cells that live about 30 days. You have red blood cells that live about 5 months. You have platelets, which live about 7 days. You have intestinal lining cells, which live about 3 to 5 days. So every cell in your body lives a certain amount of time. Your brain cells is the only cells in your body that outlives you. Those neurons, they live about 125 years. But you know something about the way your body works is that as you get more information, your neurons have more connections. So in other words, if you have someone with brain, with a neuron that has 10 other connections, that means they connect up to 10 other cells. That's one case. If you have a neuron that connects to 1,000 cells, that person's mind will be a lot sharper than the neuron that connects to only 10 cells. So as you gain more knowledge, your neurons or your brain cells, they have more connections. So the more connections, the sharper your mind. Now, I want you to think of this 100 trillion cells in your body as automobiles. Each of them has, each of those automobiles need an energy source, right? An energy source is what you get from the raw materials that you put in your mouth. So when you put food in your mouth, your body takes the raw materials from the food and distributes that to the cells that needs the raw materials. For instance, starches and carbohydrates, the body breaks it down into sugar or glucose, which is microscopic enough to get into your body. When you eat meat, the protein in the meat is broken down into amino acids. And the amino acids are very important because those are what makes up all the cells in your body. When you eat fats, the body breaks it down into the fats into lipids, and that's absorbed into your body. Now, when you eat fruits and vegetables, your body gets minerals and vitamins from it. In your body, the vitamin A, D, and E are not water soluble. Those are fat vitamins. So therefore, they are stored in your body. The B vitamins and the C vitamins are water soluble. Therefore, they have to be ingested every single day. And the B and C vitamins are very, very important for your energy in your body. Now, when you put food in your mouth, your body's desire is to take all the nutrients out of it, all the raw materials out of the food that you intake, and discard all the things which cannot be used in your body. So you go through a process, and I tell people that between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body. It's not inside your body. And the reason why I know that is because if you swallow a coin, it will be in your stool tomorrow. The only things that can get into your body has to be microscopic. In other words, it has to be broken down into a particle that's small enough to get into your cell. Your cell is microscopic, and the cell picks up the particle, brings it into your body. And so in digestion, when you put food in your mouth, the food goes through this tunnel. And along the way, your body works on the food and takes out different nutrients at different juncture on the way through your body. So in your mouth, the starch and carbohydrates are broken down by the saliva in your body, and the sugar, which is microscopic, is absorbed into your mouth, into your body through the cells that line your mouth, the cells in your tongue, your cells in your palate, those cells bring it into your body. The proteins in your stomach is broken down to amino acid, and all the amino acid absorbed into your body in your stomach. Your fats are broken down in your duodenum, and your small intestines are brought into your body as lipids. And the minerals and vitamins you get from fruits and vegetables are brought into your body via the intestines. Now, IV nutrition therapy is when nutrition is administered via your veins. It is the most efficient way to administer nutrients into the body. All the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients are immediately available for use. When food is eaten, a large percentage is not digested and therefore wasted. A much larger concentration of nutrients can be administered intravenously than orally. IV therapy is a safe, powerful, and efficient way to get raw materials into the body and to detoxify your body. IV therapy can be helpful with people who have poor digestion and malabsorption, people who have like food sensitivities, gluten sensitivity, people who have food allergies, leaky gut, dysbiosis, intestinal parasites, and yeast infection. Those people, when they eat food, a good percentage of the food is not digested. Those who have low gastric acid, very low percentage. So you say looking at maybe 50, 60% of the nutrients in the foods getting into your body while the rest is wasted. So if you have poor digestion and malabsorption, IV therapy can be very helpful. If you've had surgery where you've had a gastric bypass or a lap band or your gallbladder movement, some of these people do not have enough digestive surface, so therefore they don't absorb all the nutrients from the foods that they eat. So if you have poor digestion and malabsorption, if you've had surgical repair, if you've had inflammatory conditions such as ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, gastritis, irritable bowel syndrome, those things are a problem. Anytime you have diarrhea or constipation, it means your body is not efficient at getting the nutrients out of your food. When you have diarrhea, you are wasting a lot of the nutrients and raw materials in the diarrhea. That's why some people, when you have diarrhea, you get dehydrated because you lose water, you lose minerals, you lose vitamins in the diarrhea. People who have infections, IV nutrition is very good for people who have viral infection or hepatitis or HIV or shingles. People who have parasitic infections, yeast infections, bacterial infections, IV nutrition is very helpful for those people because we can actually give a larger dose of the IV nutrition than we can in the vein than we can orally. IV nutrition is also helpful in cancer therapy, in detoxification and chelation. It's also helpful in patients with high blood pressure, diabetes, migraines, dysrhythmia or heart irregularity. It's also very good for boosting health and preventing illnesses. So healthy people who, let's say that you go out and exercise, or you ran a race, your body you need to replace the minerals and vitamins that you've lost. So an IV nutrition like a Myers cocktail is perfect for those kinds of people to get their nutrition back in the system because they cannot take enough nutrition orally to make a difference. So in oral digestion, the GI tract breaks down the food you eat and passes the nutrients along to the blood through the lining of the GI tract. If you have leaky gut, as we mentioned before, low stomach acid, irritable bowel, food sensitivity, or allergies, your gut cannot process the food and you get malabsorption. You excrete the nutrients without sending it along to the blood. Your cells cannot get the much-needed raw materials from your food. When nutrients are infused directly into the bloodstream, they bypass the GI tract and are carried directly to the needy cells via the blood. Once again, you're listening to Grow Younger Radio Show on KTSA 550 AM. You can call me at 210-559-5959 if you have some questions. Or you can call my office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. You could also check our website out at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29, the number 29.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at iTunes. It's also available at growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. You will actually get an autographed copy when you order it through the website. Now, we were talking about IV nutrition. Intravenous treatments are exceptionally powerful because they circumvent issues with oral administration, including stomach upset, absorption issues, and loss of potency. Very large dose of nutrients can be administered via IV without gastrointestinal side effects, which can limit dose. A perfect example to this would be vitamin C, which can only be taken in fairly small amounts, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams orally, before causing stomach upset and diarrhea. In contrast, very large dose of vitamin C can be administered via veins. For instance, we can give 25,000, 50,000, 75,000, 100,000, 125,000 milligrams of vitamin C in your vein without any side effects. Now, vitamin C helps fight cancer. And so in patients who have cancer, high dose of vitamin C is very helpful to help kill cancer cells. And vitamin C kills about 80% of cancer cells. And the reason why is because vitamin C looks a lot like sugar. And your cancer cells pick up the vitamin C because cancer cells love sugar. If you have cancer, please do yourself a favor. Stay away from sugar. The more sugar your cancer has, the faster it grows. So when you give your body large dose of vitamin C, your cancer cells thinks that it is sugar and they gobble it up. And once they gobble it up, the cancer cells cannot break it down and they die. In the meanwhile, your cells can handle vitamin C. Your cells love vitamin C and they have the right enzyme to break down the vitamin C. And so your cells will benefit from vitamin C. Vitamin C helps them get energy, help you get energy, and it's a very, very powerful antioxidant in your body. So vitamin C in large doses can be beneficial for cancer patients. It's also very, very beneficial to help fight infections and give you energy. Now, typical IV therapy include things like Myers cocktail, which is good for fatigue, chronic depression, fibromyalgia, infections. Myers cocktail is also very good for asthma, for congestive heart failure, for angina, chronic sinusitis, allergies, seasonal allergies, muscle spasm, migraines, senile dementia. So Myers cocktail is very, very powerful. It can treat a lot of different medical, and I said treat, it can help with a lot of different medical conditions. We already discussed high-dose vitamin C, which helps in cancer and malnutrition. IV glutathione. This is great for liver detoxification, for fibromyalgia, Parkinson's disease, and people who have intermittent claudication. Those are the people who have burning and pain in their legs. So it helps with diabetics who have bad circulation. IV glutathione is very, very powerful. It's very powerful for people who have had hepatitis. Or if you've been drinking a lot of alcohol and you want to help your body detox from it, IV glutathione is very, very powerful, especially for your liver. Helps in phase 2 liver detox. And so IV glutathione is one of those things that's very, very powerful for your body. And again, that is would really help. We also can do chelation with IV therapy. Chelation for heavy metals, for arterial plaques, for anything in your system that's too much. Like if you have toxic metals like gold or silver or copper or if you have mercury or lead, IV chelation is very, very important. If you have things like heart disease where you have blockage in your arteries, chelation is very, very powerful to help get rid of some of the calcium buildup in those arteries and veins and help with that. So IV chelation is very, very powerful. if you have chronic fatigue, or you just have no energy, if you have depression, we have something called a chronic fatigue protocol that gives you all the minerals and vitamins that your body needs, and is very, very powerful to give you the energy so that you can go. Some of these therapies, you may need them once a week or twice a week. It depends on how bad your symptoms are. Only your doctor will be able to determine whether or not you need the treatment and how much of the treatment you need. So chronic fatigue is something that we can help with, that can IV therapy can help with. If you just need some energy, we have IV nutrition infusions that can help with energy. I mean, so we can do all those things with IV nutrition, and it's a very, very powerful way to help your body do better. Now, hydrogen peroxide therapy, that's for viral infections. Now, hydrogen peroxide is in the vein. It destroys a lot of viruses. It helps with HIV. It helps with cancer treatments. So hydrogen peroxide is also a very, very powerful IV nutrition therapy. Now, one of my favorites is phosphatidylcholine. Now, phosphatidylcholine is helps with liver detoxification. It helps improve your memory, helps increase your energy, helps with fibromyalgia, and also helps chelate your arteries so that you don't have any plaques in your arteries. You know, I try to do a Myers cocktail at least once a month. Myers cocktail, and I add some glutathione and some phosphatidylcholine. The glutathione and the phosphatidylcholine help my body detox, also helps with my memory and help with my brain function, sharpens my mind, cleans my brain out. So, you know, it's very, very important, you know, and I got to talk to you all about detox. You know, I always say, detox is one of the most important things you can do. If you don't detox your body, you are going to die. That's right. You're going to die. We all detox all the time. You know, who determines how often do you shower? You do. You know, some people shower once a week. Some people shower once every 2 days. Some people shower once a day. Some people two or three times a day. You know, but how do you feel after you shower? You feel light on your feet. You feel invigorated. You feel great. You go out in the yard and you spend an hour or two in the hot sun, and you get out of the yard and you feel miserable, and you take a shower. And how do you feel after that? You feel fantastic. You know why? Because you just detox your skin. That's correct. You just detox your skin. And when you detox your skin, you feel great. How do you feel after you brush your teeth in the morning? Well, that's because you feel great because you just detoxed your mouth. When you have a bowel movement or urinate, how do you feel? That's because you detox your colon, the intestines. You detox your bladder and your kidneys when you urinate. So, you know, when you do these things, your body is doing really well. Now, when you breathe, you are detoxing by getting rid of carbon dioxide from your lungs. If you didn't, you would die of carbon dioxide poisoning. So detox is your body's way of getting rid of anything in your body that does not belong in your body. Anything that your body thinks is harmful to your body will get rid of. Now, imagine what would happen if you detox your inside, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys. How does it feel? You know, inside your body probably doing a happy dance if you detox the rest of your body. And again, you're the only one can determine when you need to detox. As a rule of thumb, I say to people this. Whenever you feel tired or run down, you have no energy, it's time to detox. When I go on a trip, like I'm going to Vegas for a conference this weekend, I'm going to eat what I want to eat because it's very, very hard to eat well on a trip. So I'm going to eat what I want. But when I get back on Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to detox my body. And I'm going to detox it because I want my body to get back to the way it was. You see, it's very hard to stay away from toxins. It's very hard. You know, whenever you put a lotion in your body, whenever you use a deodorant, whenever you use a hairspray, whenever you use a lipstick, whenever you put makeup on your face, when you do any of those things, you are putting toxins into your body. That's correct. When you wear a ring or wear a watch or wear a chain, you're putting toxins into your body. And so your body is always being bombarded with toxins. And so it needs to be detoxed on a regular basis to get rid of the toxins. Now, getting back to IV nutrition, arginine. Arginine, you know, we have high dose arginine that we take for to help with high blood pressure and to help with your arteries. Well, IV arginine helps with high blood pressure and with wound healing. It also helps with erectile dysfunction. It helps with vaginal blood flow. It helps with blood flow to your arms and your legs and to all your organs. It dilates your blood vessel, helps with angina. So IV arginine is very helpful to increase your blood flow and dilate your arteries. Alright. Then we have the hepatitis protocol, which is for people who have had hepatitis, it cleans your liver down. So these are some of the things that we do with IV detox. There's a ton of other things we can do with IV detox. Like, for instance, we can use IV therapy for uterine fibroids. We can use it for diabetes. You can use it for all kinds of infections. There's so many different things we can use IV nutrition for. So I love IV nutrition, and I think that if you feel malnourished or you're not getting, if you have GI symptoms and you have a lot of diarrhea or Crohn's disease, or you have problem with, you have to use a lot of Zantac and Tagamet, and you have problem with your gut, IV nutrition might be a way to help your body out. Once again, we listen to Dr. Vernon Williams on KTSA 550 Radio, Grow Younger Radio Show. My phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. My office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can reach me at our website, field29.com, field29.com. And then you can also get my book at Barnes & Noble's. My book is called Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again. You can also get it at all the other outlets like Amazon, iTunes. You can also get it from my website, growyoungeragain.com. Well, thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Have a great rest of the day. And remember that in January, we're going to start our seminars again. And I think we're going to start off with some of the basics like detox. I think that's one of the most important things you can do. You can never lose weight if you don't detox. Have a great day.